You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Archie McDonald joins us now, and this week he brings two tales of the unusual that took place in a little country church he attends, and how sometimes the unorthodox leads to a new perspective.
That little church in the hollow that lets me be its designated center does some strange things sometimes, but they always seem to work out despite my apprehensions. Here are a couple of examples from early last summer, and two Sundays in a row, too. First, our tree huggers decided that all those hymns about the earth being God's garden would just go to waste unless we took a regular Sunday morning service outdoors to a wooded area near the hollow, actually deeper into the hollow, down where the poison ivy and the snakes and bugs abound. Outdoors, without air conditioning. I've spent a good deal of my life amid such conditions, especially when trying to convince Bert Barrett that he should let me stay married to his daughter. But usually I wore jeans and work shirts then. Mother raised me to wear my finest clothes, all the way up to suit and necktie, to church. Most days I am the only one so attired, although it is hard to tell about Pastor Kyle Childress, because he always wears a big old robe that reaches the floor. For all I know, he may have his pajamas on under there. But for Outdoor Sunday, I bowed to the heat and the ability to run should a snake show up, and wore jeans to church for the first time since that ice storm back in 76. Second, the next Sunday, thankfully back inside, the preacher conducted a baby dedication for one Master Clark Perry, infant son of a young couple new to the congregation. Master Clark babbled happily before his show, but made not a sound as the preacher carried him around for each communicant to bless in his or her special way. Mainly guys jiggled a tiny foot or maybe wiggled a hand with one big finger, but the women, most of them patted that baby, smoothed his hair, gave him a big old kiss on the forehead or cheek, and little Clark, he just ate it up, even when Kyle lifted that kid above his head toward the Almighty. Afterwards, I asked the preacher if he would dedicate me some Sunday so I could get in on the patting and the kissing, but he said he didn't think I would generate the same reaction, and anyway, he couldn't lift so old and heavy a person as I, no matter how infantile I behaved. And you know what? No snake showed up the Sunday before, and no one complained of poison ivy either. So I suppose when you do something good for the right reason, it works out all right, even if no one wears a suit and tie. I'm still not sure about the pajamas.
Commentator Archie McDonald is a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University and a community liaison there. His commentaries air each Friday at 7:35, and you can hear a sampling of his archived commentaries on our website at redriverradio.org. Just click on the program guide at the top of the page. The programming you hear on Red River Radio is made possible in part by the Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating more than 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com. Morning Edition continues here on Red River Radio.